Welcome back to Opportunity Odessa, our podcast on economic development and great things that are happening here in Odessa, Texas.
Welcome to Opportunity Odessa, the podcast for Odessa Development Corporation. I'm Wesley Burnett, Director of Economic Development for the Odessa Chamber of Commerce, a contractor for the Odessa Development Corporation. So excited to have Dr. Sandra Woodley here from the president of UT Permian Basin and talking about the impact the university has in Odessa and the Permian Basin, the quality of life side that the university provides. I got a new bicycle, so some people think that's crazy. And just as an aside, the amount of area that I can ride without worrying about traffic, without worrying about the cars coming and going, and just that whole aspect of that's what we want in Odessa, is that city feel, I guess you'd say, and the university is providing that area to do that on a section of land in Odessa that maybe people know about. A lot of people probably do, but they don't really take benefit of that. I'd love to see that grow more, and I know you have visions and plans of just expanding the whole concept of what University of Texas Permian Basin looks like and feels like for Odessa. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, part of what we're working on is a campus transformation project. I mean, we have a lot of projects in play, but providing a space for our students and our faculty in the community to take their families and, you know, to go on a bike ride and to, you know, have a picnic, I think those are as important to economic development as producing graduates. And some people will say, what? How is that possible? But I do believe it is. I mean, when you go to Austin, you have the Greenbelt, right? Where families can on the weekends go and take a bike ride, they can hike, they can take their dog. And we just don't really have the equivalent of that here in the Permian Basin. And the university wants to lead in those efforts. So there are plans, have been plans for a long time to put a 26-mile stretch of a mixed-use trail that would include biking and hiking, trailheading at the Odessa campus going to where the Wagner Noel is and then on to the Scarborough Sports Complex. And that kind of project, I think the entire community should get behind. So we want to be able to make sure that on our campus, like right now we have a walking trail, but it's not lit at night and early in the mornings. And a lot of people use it, but just think how great it would be if we expanded that to include our entire campus, had outdoor living spaces, you know, faculty and staff village, maybe some mixed-use commercial development as well that would benefit both the campus community but the entire community. And then really get behind the support of building up those quality of life elements like the walking trails and the biking paths. I mean, people should be able to ride their bike without fear. And we've had some really tragic deaths here in the Permian Basin with those who are trying to get out. You know, and so we want to be a part of that as well. We're really excited about that.
Well, that's a big part that I think is an aspect of the university that maybe we haven't thought about lately or in the past. The mixed use, the housing development, because we have challenges in all of those areas.
Right.
Workforce obviously impacts all of that, but people can't afford certain types of housing and things like that. So the University of Texas Permian Basin is stepping up and providing land, providing opportunities to partner with private sector in different ways to make some of those things a reality on campus, off campus, between campuses. Just those kinds of things is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud you for pushing that effort. Obviously, we're all talking about a lot of these things right now because there's so many challenges. But being a major player in the challenges and trying to figure out how to meet those challenges and exceed those challenges and being the leader in that, we really appreciate that from
the
university.
Well, and also bringing all of the leaders together that can make that happen. We cannot alone make that happen. The Odessa Development Corporation alone cannot make that happen, right? So it really does take a concentrated, collaborative effort between and among many entities to be able to pull off what I think we can pull off here. So we're really interested in trying to do that. The other thing that we're doing that I'm excited about is building the capacity around applied research. So if I can talk about that for just a quick minute.
Please
you know,
do.
We hired Dr. George Nana to be our engineering dean, and we got him from Purdue, where he ran an applied research center for water and energy. And for those of you who understand the energy industry a little bit, know how important water is. But water is important for so many reasons across the globe, literally. And so we are, with that STARS funding and the new lab facilities, beginning to build a capacity around applied research in those areas. And we are also looking to put in a business incubator, an innovation incubator, a maker space, so that we can help commercialize some of those technologies into new business and industry here, right here in the Permian Basin. You know, the SEED Center, the Center for Engineering and Diversity, it really hasn't totally lived up to that yet, but we have big plans around using that as energy and economic diversity, and also potentially collaborating with Texas A&M and Texas Tech University, these other systems coming together in a big way to lift up that research aspect in the Permian Basin.
All of those things, game changers for our economy, game changers for the university, game changers for our region. So I can't emphasize the importance of what's going on and continuing that momentum to move forward. So talk finally, as we wrap up this segment, a little bit about number of programs, number of graduates, number of different opportunities that people have to support the university. But, you know, baseball's playing, basketball's just finished up, football's coming. I mean, there's so much girls softball. I don't want to forget the girls sports as well. So just so many things going on that you can't get home in the evenings and go, oh, there's really nothing to do in Odessa,
right?
Because just alone with what's going on at UT Permian Basin is enough to fill an evening, fill a weekend, all those kinds of things.
Tell me about it.
Talk about all those things.
I need to clone myself. Well, the 16 sports, I mean, the work that goes on there, and also for those of you in the community, you've seen our athletes out. You know, they've been at the food bank volunteering. They've been at the STEM Academy reading to the graduates. I mean, not just our athletes, but we have students who make an impact in the community. And so we're really proud of that. But there is always something to do. And we are investing in our athletic program so that we can, you know, grow them. We do all of this with about half the scholarships that most of our competitors have, and of those scholarships, they're about half the amount of the scholarships. And so the Champions Fund that we've started is really gaining some steam, and people are investing in our athletes, and these athletes are students first, right? To be able to give them an opportunity to go to college and to win more. I think as we invest more and get more competitive, we'll be able to start to win more. We got some star recruits coming in for football this time, and so the pressure's gonna be on, and we were at a scrimmage this weekend and was able to at Andrews and was able to, you know, see some of the talent that's there. So it's very exciting to see the university grow in every possible way, and the next 5 or 10 years will be really important to our development.
I'm excited to see what the future holds for the next 5-10 years for the University of Texas Permian Basin. I encourage, and I know you do as well, people to go to the university, walk in, walk around, get a feel for it. Look at what is out there, and it's so exciting. You can't help but be excited about seeing the construction of the facilities going up all over our area that are related to UT Permian Basin. So I want to thank you again so much, Dr. Sandra Woodley, President of UT Permian Basin, for being here today on Opportunity Odessa, the podcast for the Odessa Development Corporation. Look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Falcons up.
Falcons up.
Thanks for listening to us today on Opportunity Odessa. And to find out more about the Odessa Development Corporation and economic development in Odessa, Texas, follow us on Twitter at Odessa Develop or like us on Facebook at Odessa Development Corporation.